Several stockholders of the broken bank met yesterday to see what could be done about it. The failure was considered a bad one. It was believed to have been brought about by mismanagement on the part of the board of directors and its chairman.
Broken banks, failure, mismanagement. It's nothing new, you know. That news report was from 1885, 125 years ago, when the Munster Bank went bust. Among the worst affected by that banking crisis was the newly emerging Irish middle class. And while much has been written by historians about the plight of the many poor in Ireland and the drama of life in the big houses, little attention has been paid to the people in the middle and how the past 150 years has seen their fortunes ebb and flow. I'm joined by social historian Tony Farmer, author of Privileged Lives, A Social History of the Irish Middle Classes, 1882 to 1989. Tony, you're very welcome indeed.
Thank you.
The book starts, obviously, in 1882 with the aristocracy in decline, the middle class starting to emerge. Define the term middle class at that time. How did you get to be middle class?
Well, basically, we're talking here about the urban professional middle class. I tend to be unenthusiastic about defining terms of this sort, because our social history isn't very much given to these kinds of definitions. You haven't got a hardwired box in which the middle class can be seen. But basically what we're talking about is the professionals.
Why then was the aristocracy in decline in the 1880s?
That's an extremely interesting phenomenon. It's actually a European-wide phenomenon, because what had happened, the aristocracy, the ascendancy, as we call them here, were dependent on the global, the food market as it was existing at the time. Suddenly, in the 1880s, driven by electrical powers, among other things, food, meat and wheat could be imported from Australia and from America. And that completely collapsed the global food market. This is a globalization phenomenon, basically. Mm. And we can see from elegiac fiction from Chekhov to Lampedusa's Sicily, it's happening all over Europe. And it hit the French, it hit the Germans, and it hit the Irish as well.
And, of course, the land war wouldn't have helped either, because that was hitting them as well.
I mean, the land war was, if you like, I suppose you could say opportunistic, because they were suffering at that time. There was a series of bad harvests from 1876 onwards. So the whole economy, the whole ascendancy economy was collapsing. And the land war people took advantage of that most adroitly.
Now, the middle classes in the 1880s, as you say, they were prosperous, doctors, accountants and the like, living in cities, but they weren't all concerned with buying houses or even buying their own houses.
Well, buying houses is people are surprised by this, but it's a very recent phenomenon, actually.
Segment 1. Several stockholders of the broken bank met yesterday to see what could be done about it. The failure was considered a bad one. It was believed to have been brought about by mismanagement on the part of the board of directors and its chairman.
Broken banks, failure, mismanagement. It's nothing new, you know. That news report was from 1885, 125 years ago, when the Munster Bank went bust. Among the worst affected by that banking crisis was the newly emerging Irish middle class. And while much has been written by historians about the plight of the many poor in Ireland and the drama of life in the big houses, little attention has been paid to the people in the middle and how the past 150 years has seen their fortunes ebb and flow.
Segment 2.
I'm joined by social historian Tony Farmer, author of Privileged Lives, A Social History of the Irish Middle Classes, 1882 to 1989. Tony, you're very welcome indeed.
Thank you.
The book starts, obviously, in 1882 with the aristocracy in decline, the middle class starting to emerge. Define the term middle class at that time. How did you get to be middle class?
Well, basically, we're talking here about the urban professional middle class. I tend to be unenthusiastic about defining terms of this sort, because our social history isn't very much given to these kinds of definitions. You haven't got a hardwired box in which the middle class can be seen. But basically what we're talking about is the professionals.
Segment 3.
Why then was the aristocracy in decline in the 1880s?
That's an extremely interesting phenomenon. It's actually a European-wide phenomenon, because what had happened, the aristocracy, the ascendancy, as we call them here, were dependent on the global, the food market as it was existing at the time. Suddenly, in the 1880s, driven by electrical powers, among other things, food, meat and wheat could be imported from Australia and from America. And that completely collapsed the global food market. This is a globalization phenomenon, basically. Mm. And we can see from elegiac fiction from Chekhov to Lampedusa's Sicily, it's happening all over Europe. And it hit the French, it hit the Germans, and it hit the Irish as well.
Segment 4.
And of course, the land war wouldn't have helped either, because that was hitting them as well.
I mean, the land war was, if you like, I suppose you could say opportunistic, because they were suffering at that time. There was a series of bad harvests from 1876 onwards, so that the whole economy, the whole ascendancy economy, was collapsing, and the land war people took advantage of that most adroitly.
Now, the middle classes in the 1880s, as you say, they were prosperous, doctors, accountants, and the like, living in cities, but they weren't all concerned with buying houses or even buying their own houses.
Well, buying houses is people are surprised by this, but it's a very recent phenomenon, actually.